Welcome to the Crypto Vibes Podcast, your weekly recap of news of what's happened in the world of crypto and Web3. It's a moving target, and this week is no different. We are on week 30 of 2022, and this is episode 20. I'm your host, Neil Alonzo, and this particular podcast is brought to you by Fort Brox. We hope you've had a really good week, and before we jump into everything, let's go through some disclosures. We are not financial advisors, wealth managers, lawyers, brokers, CPAs. We're just providing information that we gather for you and compile throughout the week to give you this recap, this easily digestible information. So everything that we mention as far as the headline is available on cryptopodcast.xyz. But with some of our new formatting changes, we're only giving you so many of the headlines, and the rest of it is in our show notes on the website of cryptopodcast.xyz. And you can sign up for our emails. That way you just get it all right in your email. It'll have all the links to all the different news articles and information that we cite, and some of those that don't make the podcast. If you see value in what we're doing, please share it with others. Who doesn't like to share value? Kicking off this week, U.S. stablecoin bill is delayed, but the draft language may soon emerge. It's been delayed, but it's such a poignant piece of information that's going to be happening. Now, the markets this week have gone up. For instance, we mined Ravencoin with Fort Brox, and I couldn't believe how much it shot up when we woke up 2 days ago. It was pretty incredible. But again, you have to take things with a grain of salt because we're nowhere near where we were at the height of the market. But at the same rate, it is nice to open up an app and see all the green as far as things going up instead of going down as red. Another bit of cool information, U.S. senators pushed to make a bill to make small crypto transactions tax-free. That'd be pretty cool. The top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee joined Democrat Kristen Sinema in legislation to exempt transactions of less than $50. So I wonder if that's like $50 in 1 day, $50 in a month. Because otherwise, if it's only like $50 every minute, we're just going to be doing a ton of transactions with something like Nano that has pretty much no fees. In some interesting bit of news, the SEC launches a probe into Coinbase over alleged securities. This is per a report. Kraken has its own issues. It's suspected of violating certain sanctions. But two completely different scenarios. Kraken's not necessarily under SEC investigation. The whole side of Coinbase over the alleged securities listing, I mean, this is going to be an interesting one for exchanges as a whole. In some old world news, Barclays joins list of investors backing crypto custodian Copper. This is per a report. Now, it's very interesting once the old banks start backing different types of crypto exchanges, thing that has to do with holding your coins, because there already is a blockchain and an exchange being built by some of the old world money. Sequoia Capital opened up New York office, first U.S. outpost outside Silicon Valley. This is kind of in step with last week's news about Andreessen Horowitz opening up a number of locations across the country in Miami and New York as well and other places because they're going to more of a remote type of environment but still have hubs in different cities. The state of California has overturned a near four-year ban against political crypto donations. So that's pretty cool, right? I mean, that's a sign right there of some adoption. It's kind of interesting. You should read out the article on blockworks.co. In some other, it sucks, but it is what it is. Voyager is one of the most recent ones that's going through some hardships. But the lawyers clash with Bankman-Fried over a, quote, lowball buyout offer. You know what I mean? And they're saying that it's a lowball bid dressed up as a white knight rescue, the bankruptcy lawyer said. Well, here's the thing. It is a rescue, and it really doesn't matter how it's dressed up. It seems like the entire business model kind of shit the bed, and they're pissed about it. It's an interesting thing when you involve humans and fucking up. Accountability is never on our top priority list, it seems like. Class action suit accuses Terraform Labs of deceiving investors. Complaint alleges the company's leaders misled people into buying Terra tokens at artificially inflated prices. I mean, maybe, sort of. People bought Doge. People bought Shiba Inu. I mean, it's a perspective thing right now. You know what I mean? In some interesting kind of mea culpa news, Harmony proposes issuing one tokens to reimburse victims of $100 million attack. Developers decided against using treasury funds, citing the project's long-term viability. So this is interesting, right? So there was an issue and there was a hack, But Harmony One as a group is trying to make good. And the way they're being super transparent about it, we've been fans of the transparency so far. In an op-ed that we found, it says, "What winter? Crypto VCs continue their spending spree." So again, we like the signal of adoption. And if VCs are pouring more money into the space, I mean, that's a signal of adoption, because here's the thing. They're not in the business of losing money. Now, the cliche or any of the stereotypes with VC money definitely burns more than most. Anybody that saw the P&L of The Wing would definitely probably say the same. But they're putting money to work because they want to see some unicorns. We had a cool little find across LinkedIn. It's of a TikTok video describing what Bitcoin is. You should check it out in our show notes because it's definitely interesting. The speaker is Peter Van Valkenburg, Director of Research at Coin Center. We liked it. We liked the way that he articulated it. Jim Cramer tweeted, "We like Coinbase to $475. And then one as recently as the 26th of this month says, "I've been waiting for this SEC investigation of Coinbase to happen for ages." Now, here we go. You can't just do what you want with securities in this country. And as humans, we should be able to accept when we're wrong or right, changes. There is something sort of hypocritical about growing as a human and changing your point of view. But in this particular case, Twitter's always been notoriously really good at archiving what those opinions are. So it's kind of funny to see it when somebody posts these two opinions back to back. In some unfortunate news for Facebook, the parent Meta loses $2.8 billion on Metaverse division in Q2. But here's the thing about that. If they succeed in being one of the biggest in the space, it's because they put their money where their mouth is. Yes, there's a lot to be said for Facebook's behemoth growth and Meta being anything negative, so to speak, but they're definitely putting money to work at this. They are putting money to work in a way that is kind of an unknown. We believe in a lot of different ways that the Metaverse will become successful, but do they have enough burn rate in terms of, and this is, goes back into relation to VCs, to weather that storm? Solana is opening up a store, a brick and mortar store in New York City. So this is a Fortune.com article. Check out the link because it's pretty cool. I know we like to live in a virtual world and a lot of things with crypto, metaverse, blockchain. I know I'm just saying words now and it just sounds like gibberish at a certain point. But it is nice to see some brick and mortar because we do need to connect that way as well, right? This isn't all the news that we've recapped for the week. This is just what made the podcast. But please go to cryptopodcast.xyz to see even more of some of the headlines that came through this week. And you can click through. We'd like to thank Good Soup Music for that intro and outro song. Again, if you see value in what we're doing, share that value with others. Like and subscribe. All those wonderful things, right? The shameless plugs. But we hope that you've had a good week, and we want you to know that we are cautiously optimistic and hopefully pessimistic on crypto. Have a great weekend.